7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
No.
No.
That's funny. Your stomach, Burma guy?
No, I burped.
Are you hungry?
I told you I needed a burp.
You fucking wait till we start the podcast.
I don't know. No, but you know, it was one of those, like, you don't try to do it, yeah. So your stomach does it for you.
I hate when you're talking to someone or just hanging out at your desk, and then your stomach makes that noise like it's loud as fuck. Is that farting inside of your stomach?
I always wonder if that's something that they can actually hear, or if it's just my inner body and somehow I hear it.
No, hell no, you can hear it.
So they can hear it?
Because I've heard it from someone else. Yeah, from someone else doing it.
I have as well, but at the same time, when it happens when I do it, people are just kind of breeze past, I guess.
Because they ignore it because they know. Yeah, they know, but I mean, sometimes I feel like I have to say, like, oh, shoot, I'm hungry. Like,
yeah, fuck that. I'm a big dude. I have to fucking say something. Motherfuckers be like, are you farting? Like, no, motherfucker.
That's different for you, yeah.
So fuck you, Mario. Yeah, you know my struggles.
Nah, but I feel you because where I work, never mind, but older people, I've noticed, they sometimes don't know if they fart or not.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, they'll let some shit out, and I don't think they know. Because I'm kind of low-key getting to an age where I fart, but I'm like, oh, shit, did that kind of, like, low-key slip out a little bit where I have to go check my ass? Like, wipe it? You feel me?
Like, so you mean, like, what the fuck? like you fart without you knowing? Or no, you know fart, but you don't know if something else happened? Like,
sharding and shit, pretty much.
So, yeah. So you mean you fart at your desk?
No, like you when I'm at home sleeping and shit like that, or when I'm about to lay down and sleep and I'll have like 4 quesadillas with Valentina hot sauce. All of a sudden, I'll just be farting. Like, I'll try to, you know how your stomach, you know when you, like, you need to force that fart out? And I'll fart, but for some reason, it feels like something slips out where I'm like, oh shit, should I go to the bathroom?
That's just you not being able to judge, like, I gotta take a dump or I gotta fart.
But it's not even I don't have the shit. It's just you have that feeling in your stomach where it's like it's just gas.
Yeah,
but
that's
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not a shit.
Or you got to, or you shit. Feel, or you think you have to take a dump, but you're like, oh damn, and you just go to the toilet and it's just gas. A
whole bunch of farts.
Yeah, yeah. It's like god damn.
Sounds you feel
like
way better. Like the fuck.
It sounds like you're murdering It sounds like you're murdering the bathroom. Where I work, but nothing happened.
Where I work is all females, and the bathrooms are back to back, like the stalls. Like so, the women's. Is on, like, they're back to back basically. So,
how do you know you've been in there?
No, but I'm saying, like, I can hear them flushing, so they can hear me flushing. Like, I can hear what's going on in there. So, every time I'm about to, and I'm the only, like, there's 3 dudes where I work.
Yeah.
So, and 2 of these dudes are always out in the field, and I'm the one always at my desk, so it's kind of like this motherfucker. So, whenever I walk to the restroom and they see me, I'm like, fuck. So, I try to make it quick because they're, I don't want to be judged like, oh, this motherfucker's tearing that shit up. So I'd be like, flesh hairs. I know, but
you're an idiot.
Yeah, but
you sound like one of the girls that work at the office.
I know, but my, you know, with them too. Growing up, as I was bullied in my inner child,
get the fuck out of this excuse.
I just want to fit in. Like, the shit.
They all talk shit on you when they go on the field. He comes back. He's like, oh,
you
want to
be
girls.
Known as the shitty guy? And shit. Oh, that's fucking shitty over there.
Shitty Martin. Over there.
Shitty Martin.
That's how all the females treat me anyways. They're like, oh, do you like work on the house and stuff like that? I'm like, nah, I know how to like change a tire and like light bulbs and shit.
But yeah,
like,
they're just looking at you like fucking
look
shit.
At you as one of them.
Basically, but it's weird like how that happens just because I work like at a desk and I dress a certain way, like they think I'm not like a manly man, you know what I mean? Like, but I know how to like use bug spray and shit, you know what I mean?
Like, no, I got that shit too, like a couple weeks ago. Some girl was talking about getting her fucking oil change and all that. And I guess they fucked it up or whatever. And she was like, yeah, next time I'm just gonna ask one of you guys. I was like, well, shit, don't ask me because I fucking never change the oil by myself. Like, so she's like, what the fuck? You fucking have a mean old beard and this and that. I was like, that don't mean shit. This is for looks.
This is
meet up for the hood.
Yeah, this is for the hood. Chopping wood in the backyard.
She's like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Do you know how to cook? She's like, no, then shut the fuck up.
Bro. Exactly.
No, I mean, I know how to do that shit because I did auto tech, but fucking, like, in high school, but I don't want to do it. Like, it's not fun. It's not fucking, like, I don't know, I'd rather just go pay.
I feel like I'd be able to, I can do stuff if I watch YouTube, if I actually want to do it. I'm not like
simple shit.
Yeah, I'm not disabled and shit. I could figure shit out. Like,
but I kind of want to.
Today I had an interview.
Like,
And I learned how to tie my tie.
Random shit.
You had an interview today?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Inside the same company or?
Yeah, the same. It's just a step up. But
did you do good?
I fucking killed that shit. Hell, that don't mean shit. But no, nah, but it was a.
I'm gonna send the link to the podcast.
It's a mass. They're looking for. It was a mass hiring. There's like 50 people.
Oh damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, so they had us sign in two groups. They took up. So they had it set up with 15 tables, two people on the panel for each table, and then you'd go sit with those two people and speak with them. So I was in line, so I was second to last, and they were just walking us through.
You're just watching your competition, just in the same room.
And they're just, and I'm like way better.
It was like one of those.
If it was based on looks, I'd be hired. But that's not how life is.
Shit, you'll be fired from your current job too.
Did you wear a hat?
No. Fuck. Yeah, my hair all did and shit. My nails were did. But so they were sitting everyone down, blah, blah, blah. The dude in front of me got these younger black chicks, and I was like, fuck. I wanted to be with the black, like, I wanted them to interview me because, like, I kill it with black girls. Like, I don't know. They love me and shit. But but I got stuck with the last table was these old white ladies, like, shit growing on their face and, like, 600-pound life shit. But I hit them with my joke. I was like, oh, so this is what speed dating feels like. And they started dying, but I was like, fuck, if I hit it with the black girls, they would have been fucking... It would have been a hit.
Yeah.
It would have been a fucking hit.
They liked it too, though.
This motherfucker's stupid.
Because they were like about my age, a little older. But if I would have said that, it killed, they would have been dying. But I was able to answer all the questions. It went pretty smooth, but
we'll see. Hopefully you get it.
Hopefully, but it depends on what location they give me because it's not cost effective. I have to drive all the way to Hemet or Moreno Valley because it's not that much of a pay.
Like a bump?
Yeah, so it's not. It just depends. And plus, Melissa, her job requires her to like have patients each day. So she can't just dip out to if something happens with the kids. So my job is more flexible where I'm able to, because I have 300 something sick hour leave and 150. Vacation. No, it's actually reversed. 300 and something sick and 150 vacation. So real shit, I could take like 3 months off.
On your sick time.
Yeah, or on everything combined.
Yeah.
Like vacation.
But it doesn't overlap. Yeah, this podcast is boring, but.
No. This is real life shit. People be dealing with this shit.
Oh, well, fucking, we're all talking about. Hey, did you fill out your W-2? Like,
the benefit. Well, yeah. Shit, now it's got my W-2. People about to be balling.
I'm scared, fool. I have to pay every time.
Oh, you have to pay every time?
Year.
Just go have a baby real quick, bro.
Shit. Fuck, I know, huh?
Not yeah, you ain't getting any younger, my guy.
Hey, there's no age limit to this shit, bro. I don't want to be in your timeline, motherfucker. I want to be in my timeline.
Yeah, but look, when I'm 40, my kids are going to be grown. They can stay at the house by themselves. We about to be out there in these streets.
Fuck it.
I'm
going to
have money by then, hopefully.
I'm going to have kids. I'm going to be old as shit, and they can take care of me. That's their fault. So going back to fucking tying your tie, like, did you don't actually know how to do that shit? That looks hard.
No, I know how to. YouTube taught me.
Easy taught me.
But it. After a while, obviously, you forget how to do it. So this morning, I had to re-watch the video. But once you get it, it's like, I fucking hate how they say cliche shit.
It's easy as fuck.
If you start riding, like how you ride a bike, whatever. It's easy as riding a bike.
No, yeah, it's pretty easy.
But once you, that's how everything is. Once you've done it, and you say you haven't done it in a while.
You probably learned the easiest one. There's different ones. The There's Windsor. Badass ones.
I did the Windsor one.
I don't know what it's called, but it's probably the fucking loop. Put your finger here, hold it, go under it, slide up.
No. It's a whole bunch of shit, and where it's the
fuck you literally just did what I just did.
Where it's the fucking
I don't know, dude. You look like you're choking someone now. You watching some murder videos and shit.
So how to make a lynch?
How to make a lynch, baby? So I get off.
Stupid ass.
Shit, it's hard out here.
No, I remember I had this Mormon friend. And I think it was like a school dance or something. He's like, "Oh, let me do your tie." And he fucking did it badass, dude. Like, that shit was like a sick ass square. It looked like thicker. Like, it just looked fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, the Mormon guy?
Yeah.
They're fucking born with ties,
though.
Was
it the thin tie?
And the bike.
Or it was a fatter tie or the thinner? Because I have a thin tie. Nowadays,
no,
I
back used then, it was fat ties, the fat one, yeah.
Did you ever have, like, the Texas one? The little metal thing in the middle with the little strings?
Yeah.
No. I had one of those. Did you? There's a picture of me in the house with one of those.
My pops would always get us random stuff like that.
But what's hilarious about you bringing up the Mormon like shit is when I was younger, I think it was junior high, I had a Mormon friend and we went to a party. It was like a dance for Mormons. that shit was fucking nuts. And he was like, he'd always make fun of himself, like, yeah, I'm about to get fucking lit. Or not lit. Lit, why did I even use, I fucking hate myself for using that word. I'm too old to be using that word. But he's like, I'm about to get crazy off Mountain Dew. Like,
cause yeah, because they don't drink. They, yeah, shit. They're sober as fuck. But that's the type of jokes that we do. Like, these buddies, they're all white dudes. And they're like, they all hung out together. They're like swimmers and shit. And they would go to that Mexican club behind Stater Brothers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
That little spot, it's like a small little Mexican club. And they would just go in there because they thought it was the funniest thing ever. Just sober as fuck, just hanging out, watching people and trying to dance with girls. And like, that's just fucking hilarious.
I remember in high school, I wanted to be a swimmer and I wanted to wrestle, but I never wanted to wear like the singlet. I thought my wiener might be like too small and shit.
What, wrestling?
I never wanted to wear just that
singlet outfit. And then that just looks, yeah, stupid. Well, just because your whole shit's hanging out, like, I was like, fuck.
I don't know. It's just more so just like, it's just weird.
I know, but I'm more of a, like a grower, bro. Like, my shit ain't that impressive when it's like just chilling.
Imagine you fucking put that shit on and you get a boner.
If I was
wrestling with guys and get a boner?
I wouldn't get a boner, but I slapped that shit a couple times so it looked a little beefy.
Oh, hell no. Dude,
I don't give a fuck. I'm a grown-ass man.
Oh, another grown-ass man.
I got two kids, girl.
Don't mean I always shit, think about that shit, too. Like, in high school, when I would go for the wrestling team, which I never made all 4 years because my grades fucking sucked and shit, but I was in the PE class, so technically I kind of was a wrestler. Stupid. But I always thought to
what the fuck does that mean?
I was a wrestler, fool, but never made the team.
You just got the fucking,
I just got the P class. You know how they put you in that period? Like, you had to run with them and all that. And eventually he's like, this was not going to make it. So just keep them in here. But I always tripped out like, fuck, I wonder how I'm going to look in spandex and shit. It was kind of scary.
I don't know what it's called.
Fuck, I know.
A leotard.
No. Singlet.
Yeah, it's called a singlet.
But speaking of high school, we were talking about this before we started the podcast. I honestly don't remember doing any homework whatsoever.
Neither do I.
No?
Ever?
I don't.
No, I remember that shit.
I remember coming home from school.
I remember I procrastinated a lot and did it last minute all the time.
That's probably what it was, or I did it like right in the beginning of class.
But I always tell myself, yeah, I'm the best when I fucking under pressure. That was the stupidest thing ever, man. Like, I wish I would have just got it over with and then never had to deal with it.
My mom just worked until late, so like, I just, right when I got home, I took a nap, I went to sleep, ate and went to sleep, and I'd wake up and just be outside till like 10, 11 o'clock, and then I'd come home and just go to sleep. Take some NyQuil and go to bed.
You used to take NyQuil?
My mom used to hide the NyQuil in high school because I couldn't sleep. I'd have to take the NyQuil or shit like that.
Fuck that. You get drowsy as fuck with NyQuil.
Hell yeah. The next day, you're all retarded and shit.
Well, look at him.
That's you normal. I'm still retarded. All fucking time.
They have SleepQuil now, right? It's just like a, just
it's
for sleep.
Worse.
NyQuil.
No, they have SleepQuil.
What's it's the NyQuil same, then? It's NyQuil, it, but
it's
without
the same
the Nike
formula without fucking the actual medicine.
It's just SleepQuil.
Mm. Yeah, ZQuil. There you go. ZQuil.
Oh, ZQuil. Yeah, I just use Buffalo Trace.
Get the fuck out.
Oh,
you bought a bottle then. Oh, tell the story about you buying the bottle.
Oh, fuck. I totally forgot about that shit. So when did I call you? What was that? Thursday night?
Yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah.
So my son, he's 4 right now, and we're trying to go through his ABCs in this little book. And for some reason, he goes A, B, C, D, F. He skips the E like every fucking time. And we went over it so many times. And I was like, bruh, okay, if you get this right, just that, we're not even G, we're not even on that part yet.
Yeah.
We're just at F. Get all this A, B, C, D, E, F right. I'll go to Ralph's because his brother has a Pokemon book where you draw the Pokemons.
Mm-hmm.
So he does it. He gets it right. So I'm like, fuck.
Wait, hold on, but is... He likes that book. He wants that book.
Yeah, he wants that book because it's a little... You scrape off when you draw. I don't even know what it's called, but you're drawing on...
Like a scratch.
It's like a blackboard, and you scrape the black off, and it's a different color underneath.
Oh.
So you draw the image, whatever. So his brother has that. So he does his AB... Or he does... He gets the F. He goes to AB... So this is what we had to do. We had to be like...
He gets the E.
No, yeah, he gets the E, but obviously gets the F as well. So we go... This is how we teach him. We go, okay, so do silent, like do it low. A, B, C, EF. So he does that. So now we were joking, like, maybe said, when he goes to school, he's going to be like, EF. Something's wrong with them. Because that's the only way we could figure out how to get him. So he does it, whatever. So I'm like, fuck, I don't want to go to Ralph's. I didn't think he was going to get it right.
I didn't believe in his son.
What a dick.
You promised him something he was, you didn't think he was going to achieve.
Well,
shit?
I didn't think he was going to do it that night, at least. I thought it was going to take him the next day, but he did it, so.
He's obviously
I'm a man of my word, as we all know. So I go to Ralph's. I'm like, fuck it. So I'm in the book section at Ralph's. Ralph fucking plays. You got, they got toys everywhere. They got all that shit. So don't take your kids when you go grocery shopping. But so I get the book. Well, my other son, his brother, has the Pokemon book. The only book left is like a pony, like a girl book. So I just grabbed that one. I'm like, fuck it, he's not gonna know anything. So then I'm like, oh, I'm already at Ralph's.
You really don't think highly of your son, dude.
No,
no, he's four.
I don't think he cares. It's cats and all that shit. He just wants to scratch the shit off. Anyways, I'm like, fuck it, I'll just get Buffalo Trace. I'm here, you know what I mean? I just got paid. I feel like I'm balling. You know what I mean? My bills haven't been paid yet, but whatever. But so I'm in line. There's a dude in front of me just getting eggs. I'm like, you're a fucking weirdo. 10 o'clock at night getting eggs. But I put the girl book down.
He's a weirdo.
And Buffalo Trace down.
On top of the little book?
They're just side by side. So the dude in front of me looks at me like, gives me a crazy look. Like,
this fucking weirdo.
You're a fucking pedophile, my guy. Like, this is all some shit. Like,
you're going to go around trying to get people to read this book.
You're doing some shit. And then then he pays for his shit, and I'm next, and the lady rings me up. And I hand her my ID, and she just keeps looking at me. Like I feel like I'm black. You know what I mean? But what? A pedophile. Like, weird. Like, you get that.
What do you mean? Like, you're being profiled?
Profile like a motherfucker. I have my glasses, my black rim glasses on with my hat on. So I look
at
like
night?
A fucking weirdo. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Why?
I have this Adidas jacket zipped all the way the fuck up with some sweats with no chones on. So my dick is just, you can see my dick through my sweats. That's how I like it. But
this is debatable.
So this bitch is, this lady, young old lady. Sorry. I don't know if you're a bitch. But she looks at me all crazy. Mind you, I've been smoking my pen all the way from home to Ralph's.
Oh, you're so faded. That's what you're
fucking
overthinking.
Faded, paranoid as fuck.
That's why she was looking at you, because you're probably looking at her all stupid. Because yeah. You know what was going on? Is you thought they were looking at you, but you probably stared at them way too long.
Yeah, you were tripping out.
I wasn't blinking. Yeah. I was just like...
I can just imagine you.
Also, doesn't help that you're wearing sunglasses in the fucking store.
I'm wearing regular glasses.
Oh, I thought you were wearing sunglasses. Hell, I was like, this fucking weirdo.
So I'm looking at her like this, like, counting my ideas, like, yeah. And then I pay for everything, and I just felt like racially profiled.
Pedophile profiled.
Like, pedophile profiled. Like, it just felt so crazy. And it's crazy how that came into my mind. Like, these motherfuckers think I'm a pedophile. How does that just come into your mind? I think it's because I've been watching the interviews on Skid Row, and that day I watched the interview that a pedophile did. Was in my subconscious already, but that was a trip.
I feel like you watched that shit too much because it's starting to fuck you up in real life.
It's a trip. Fucking Tony, he's super paranoid with everything. He thinks everyone's judging, and he judges everyone. And I was online playing video games, and they heard you. It was James and Tony. And then afterwards, they start cracking up there. And Tony was like, fuck, not even me. That's fucking bad. Like,
Colombian Tony?
Yeah, Colombian Tony.
Fuck that. He used to get paranoid as shit when he was high.
Oh, he's high right now.
Fuck.
He's getting high with Angie to put the kids to sleep, and they're watching Good Boys or Uncut Gems or one of those shits.
I remember back in the day when the homies, they used to smoke. I would do it as well, and then want to go walk around at the Tyler Mall and be like, bro,
the worst thing I ever did.
No.
Go with James. I got high with James one time at his S10. We got stoned, and then we walked through the mall during Christmas. You know, during Christmas, it's crazy.
Too hectic,
like,
bro.
What the fuck am I doing? I'm tripping out. Everyone's staring. You're seeing running into fucking people you haven't seen in forever. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Hell no.
I just thought everyone was just staring at me, so I'd just be like in the back. Like, yeah. That, I think that brings more attention to you.
What?
When you're just acting like.
Oh, yeah.
When you acting like a weirdo obvious. Because you think shit's going on when it's really not. But.
Yeah.
Oh, you overthink it. I fucking. There's this fucking lady that I work with. She's from. I always pronounce it wrong, but Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
I can't say it in English, though. Is there a way?
Isn't that English?
No, that's the Spanish. Nicaragua? Nicaragua? Yeah, something like that.
Cerote.
Isn't that Salvador?
They're both the same. They're neighbors.
Well, she, I taught her my fucking Ted Bundy tapes. And she's all like, what the fuck? I had no idea. Because she didn't grow up here. You know? So she didn't even know Ted Bundy was a thing like that.
How old was she when she got here?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, after college. Like, she was older. And so she was like, she was tripping out. Now she can't stop thinking about it. She's like, you see, I told you I can't fucking take my daughter anywhere because that's fucking dangerous.
I wonder if she looked at you weird too. Like, why is he?
No, she told me that she liked that type of shit. Oh. So that's why I
told one of my buddies about Amigo the Devil just because I was like, oh, this guy's tight, this and that. And he started listening to the songs. And remember the next day, he was like, hey, he's fucking talented. He's sick as fuck. He's like, but dude, he's dark. And then he looked at me all crazy, like, he's dark as fuck. And I was like, yeah, dude, I know. He's all, yeah, dude. Like, he talks about fucking murdering people and shit. He's all, do you listen to it a lot? I was like, yeah, he's pretty tight, huh? He's like, dude, are you okay? Like, I was like, yeah, I'm right, dude. Because I'm always telling him about documentaries, too, on Netflix, all about, like, murders and all that. And he's always like, fool, when you leave work, like, you put your hair down, huh? And you fucking go murder people. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, you carry an axe, so you throw fucking people in the back of your truck. I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
What's the new one? I'm a Killer? Or it's not a new one, but the new season? Yeah, you watching that one?
It's kind of crazy how we're all into like that show.
Oh, fuck. This is the murder podcast. Like a
Latino thing or what?
No, I think you're just open-minded. I think we just like to analyze shit. That's why we like to talk. That's why we have a podcast. Like, I think it's just like being able to analyze how people's train of thought, like what made them get there, or what made them do something. I think that's what interests us.
But I also think that's just a kind of bad too, because there's people that not mentally stable to be watching that shit, and I think that just makes them even
trigger
crazier.
Them?
Yeah, triggers them.
Yeah, I mean, like, they say that about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Video games.
That's what Eminem said on his little statement. Like, you know what? I'm doing it because everyone's fascinated about murder and all that shit right now. So fuck it.
It is just true. I mean, maybe because you think that you wouldn't do it, so you want to see someone that actually did it. You know. That's kind of what Art was saying in the last podcast. He was saying, you know, he thinks that everyone's just cynical. You know, that's probably why we like shit like that, because it's like we're born that way and we think we're capable of doing it, but we would never do it because we're brought up to think that's bad. And that's not the right
way. But it's also like, I feel like, remember how I'd say the last time a couple times, like us Americans, like we're kind of like militarized. Like we're the Romans of now. So we kind of grew up in that shit. Like, yeah. You know, like war and fucking watching war movies and all that shit. Like, well, I feel that's we're war hungry.
Yes and no. Yes, because we are the strongest military and civilization as we know it. But no, because we don't have to go to the military. Like, if we're from a different country, like Korea, for example.
No, yeah.
They fucking grew up being militarized.
No, I know.
Real.
Like, I'm not saying that because we have to go to the military. I'm just saying that that's how this country was built, and everything we learn about is about
civil
war.
I think, you know, the civil war is
this and all that shit.
I think the Civil War is like the bigger impact, because it's like overthrowing a government and fucking that's what made us, and that's why we're fucking badass, because
yeah,
we're tough and we fucking overthrew.
I thought about this
Second Amendment.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's also, and also two things, like what you just said, like we learned about war and it's all about war because we're strong, whatever. And then also where we grew up, everyone's kind of like on the edge. Like if you're in the hood, yeah, this and that, like it on the streets is militarized too. So we're just like hot headed at all fucking every day, every fucking day, every
I'm
fucking
just waiting
day
for some shit to pop off.
So see,
I was tonight shit was popping off because my son plays flag football and the older kids, the coach, he's some Mexican dude, and the other coach that they were playing was a white dude. The Mexican dude's team was blowing these fucking kids out, and he was talking shit to the white coach. He's like, oh, just shut your mouth, look at the scoreboard, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck, like, shit was getting heated. And I was like, oh, I hope some shit pops on.
But just to watch or for you to join?
No, I just want to watch that shit.
Fucking,
like, go to a fucking UFC fight or
I know.
Some shit.
Why would I join it? It ain't had nothing to do with me.
But if your kid gets hit with a ball.
My kid gets hit with the ball. What's going on? It's like popping off.
Let's pop it off because you're going to go pick him up and shit. Like, oh.
I'll pick him up and I'll go fucking run and fucking karate chop kick a motherfucker in the air. Like
that,
flying kick.
Kevin Hart has that joke, that fucking funny ass joke when he talks about his wife getting hit. I think
you ain't
by
got
like,
shit in the trunk.
Yeah. Something like that. He's like, if my girl gets slapped, we're going to go in the car and talk about why she got slapped and how she can avoid it next time. Like, I'll put you in the joke.
What did you do wrong?
Yeah, what did you do wrong? What we can do better next time to avoid the situation?
Because he has another one where he's like, oh, shit's gonna pop up. I'm about to go in my trunk. And the wife's like, you don't got shit in your trunk. They don't know that. You know, he's like,
oh, dude, that happened to me in real life situation.
Hold up, before you get to that, another Kevin Hart one that cracks me up when he's like, well, what do you know what's scary is fucking UFC fighters? Because they're real. They're out there. he's like, you know, I'm fucking hanging out, I think, with his wife or someone or his mom or something like that at the grocery store. And then he fucking cuts into someone's parking spot. And the guy's like, hey, man, you cut me off. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a grown ass man trying to look tough in front of his mom or his girl. And then next thing you know, he's like, all right. So the guy tries to act tough. And next thing you know, he's like, I'm ready for something. You know, I'm down to fight. He's like, but then the guy fucking does this. He fucking claps on his knees and shit. He's like, oh, fuck. So after that, he's like, all right, I'll move the fucking car because UFC fighters are real. Like
they are real. Even if they're not real, they are real, but I'm just saying.
Any type of training. If you have minimal training, you already have an advantage over like a shitload of the population.
Unless you have a fucking bat or something.
If you've just watched UFC,
yeah, you can probably mimic
YouTube,
some shit.
You can come up with some shit.
I don't know.
Depending on how athletic you do.
You can pull some shit off. I guarantee you some weird ass shit.
Yeah. But you were saying about the trunk thing. I remember that story.
Someone popped the trunk up off on you. What?
No, so we were like, we were gonna go save someone. Oh, we were gonna go save Slim. Because something happened at the party or whatever, and then we all got hit up, like, oh, come over here, whatever. And we were all lined up, like, looking for this, whatever happened, this person. And then someone pointed out, like, oh, there they are in the truck, or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know why, but our buddy Rick, we were all standing in front of my car. I had a fucking Grand Marquis.
Well, no, like, fucking... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But I don't want to say all the other shit. Yeah, that's kind of illegal.
There's a lot of shit we can say.
There's a lot of shit. Allegedly, but you know, a lot of shit happened. Let's just say a lot of shit happened.
So let's fast forward a little bit. Out of nowhere, us in front of a car and then a truck facing us.
Yeah, so somehow this fucking truck is facing us and shit. And we're all lined up like fucking like models and shit in front of my car. And then one of our buddies just goes, hey, Grace. Pop the trunk. Get that shit. I'm looking at him like, what?
Get what?
We didn't go over this.
So automatically, the fucking driver spooks out because already some shit went down and fucking puts it in drive and just fucking goes and tries to ram us, dude.
And luckily, we fucking move because, you know, we're fucking bullfighters and shit. You know, like, well, olé. Fucking, this motherfucker slams in my fucking car, dude. Yeah. Destroys the door. And all I remember is just fucking me just going, looking at our buddy and just going, so what was I going to take out of the truck? Like, what's up? Where's it at? Like,
idiot. He owes you a door.
Yeah, he was just like, like, and afterwards he's like, I thought you would have had something. I was like, when the fuck I ever taken anything out of the truck, bro? Like, he's like, I don't know, it's you. I was like, fuck you.
I can't say the rest of the story either, but another buddy's car got messed up and we ended up crashing his car. And then, so we were neighbors. So the next day, his doors pushed in and my homie's fucking Honda is all fucked up and we wake up both of our dads are fucking meeting in the middle of
the street.
What did our dumbass sons get into yesterday?
Yeah, it was funny too. It's like, I remember, I think it was probably, it was a Sunday. So like, you know, Sunday back in the day, you have to wake your ass up because you got to cut the grass or you got to go wash the cars or whatever, you know? So I think we woke up and we went to the garage. And I remember our buddy Alfonso, he was across the street. And then we all looked at each other. And our dads were just standing there in the middle of the street like, oh, like, so what the fuck happened? And we thought of the stupidest fucking thing. So I told my dad and his dad that we went to Alberto's right there on Tyler and Hole. And that, we were at the gas station. And when I pulled out of the gas station, this fucking car hit me. And I knew Alfonso was at fucking Alberto's. So I called him and Alfonso chased him. And so like I run him off the road too. And my our parents were just like, oh, so did you guys call the cops? Like, yeah, we called the cops. We told them everything. I think that's what we told the cops, too. We told the cops that shit, too.
Oh, like, the cops came?
Yeah. Well, I was in the car with Fonzo. We literally right there on Tyler.
Oh, this is before you got home, though.
Yeah, this is before we got home.
So this is when it happened. No, it was after the event had happened. So on Tyler and Magnolia, we got ran off the road. Literally rammed off the road.
So you actually did get ran off the road.
Motherfucker. Oh, my God.
You didn't say that part,
I can't say stories with this guy. Never, it's so annoying.
You guys skipped the whole... You didn't explain why his...
That's why we were trying not to fucking incriminate ourselves. Jesus Christ.
This fucking statute of limitation. That shit happened like 15 years ago.
Anyways, we got rammed off the road, right? And fucking... And we fucking... Or his brakes locked. And then we're going fast as fuck, dude. His shit was souped up. And then fucking his brakes lock, and then we started losing control. We know we're going to crash. I had so much time of us going that I fucking put my seatbelt on. I had enough time to put my seatbelt on to brace myself for this accident. We crashed into Dairy Queen. Boom, hit the pole. Boom, boom, boom.
Dairy Queen's not even there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
What Dairy Queen?
It's fucking idiot. Oh,
Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, so fuck you. Tyler has Baskin Robbins.
No, it's Baskin Robbins.
Same shit, dude. They milk and it's ice.
You just fucking ruined stories with your dumb ass shit.
But yeah. He was in the car, but I was watching this shit outside. Imagine seeing your brother and your front neighbor, your homie, just fucking going.
You didn't see us?
Yeah, we're behind you, way behind, because my car was fucking going slow because the fucking truck hit it. But you know,
yeah. The tire
So yeah, we told our parents that fucking we got a hit and run and all that.
The cops showed up and we just fucking light our ass off.
The craziest thing is seeing an accident when you're right behind it.
Because I've seen some stupid fucked up ones too.
Because we went to a party one time and the girls were in front of us and they were doing this bitch. She was driving and doing Nas at the same time.
Oh, fuck.
So she was in front of us. All of a sudden, you just see it go
tipping on fofos. Tipping on fofos.
I started dying though because I knew what they were doing.
So, what did she do? You gotta talk about what happened.
Oh, she went on to the. So, we're in the left lane. She went on to the curb. But you know how when you go onto the... She got scared, so she's turned back away from the curb. So obviously her car flipped somehow. Like she went into the curb, but...
The actual car flipped over?
Yeah, it flipped over to the side.
What?
There's three chicks in there, but they were doing Nas. I was like... And I started dying in the back. Because we were in the car behind them following them. I was like, fuck.
Did you guys get out of everything? Like pull them out?
Yeah, they were straight, but we did. But they had to deal with that shit. That shit was funny.
Did you guys take the tank at least?
We just left.
You get a free tank, Eddie.
What a dick.
Nah, they were alive.
Yeah,
we still had a party going.
Multiple DUIs and shit. We're some crazy criminal charge.
Fuck. I didn't care about it. Back then, I was trying to get to where I was trying to get to.
That's why we're all retarded, because all the Nas we used to take shit.
People don't know what Nas is. So Nas is nitrous. It's what people put in their cars to get an advantage, to boost. It gets sprayed into your engine, or I don't know the actual process, but it makes your car faster.
We'll spray that shit into
Watch
now.
Fast and the Furious. So we would
Thank
fill
you,
up
Paul Walker.
Balloons with this nitrous, and then you fucking huff it. And it gets you like 15 seconds of this crazy high where you're just like,
and all you hear is wong.
Yeah, you hear like these echoes, and it's just, it's like laughing gas, basically. It's laughing gas, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But I remember fucking Fantasy Factory with Rob Dyrdek. Mm-hmm. They did it on the show. And they Yeah, they did it on the show.
Oh yeah, they did, and they made it
their
seem
lips
like it
were
was
all purple. And they were making it seem like it was helium, but it was fucking straight up Nas.
You
like,
can tell
because
your
you
lips
know
turn
doing
purple.
Nas. Yeah.
Remember
their
when
voice
people
was weird?
Remember when people used to grab the tanks and just fucking put
they'll
it in
get
their
frostbite
mouth?
Like idiots on their lips.
Our buddy David Monkey used to get frostbite on his lips all the fucking time. I remember doing it in my room one time. Yeah, it was a bunch of fucking guys doing it in my room, and my buddy Shrek fucking hit like. The jumbo, you know, the dealer ones, the big ass ones, and he took it to the dome, and he fucking knocked out, and he went forward into my fucking dresser and fucking broke my dresser and shit.
So what happens if you do too much of it? You fucking end up just passing out and collapsing.
And that was kind of the goal.
Well, I feel like you were one of those people.
I've never knocked out on us.
Oh, you look like one of those.
But it's crazy how when you talk about like the little parties that you'd have. Now that I think about it, there's really not that many females. There's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
we had a couple.
Like the ditch party, there was like some, like two girls, like with seven dudes.
Well, that's your fault because you guys are ditching. You guys should be telling the girls to come with you guys.
No, we just ditched, and then the homie had a car. We drive to Harupa and grab some Nas for the day, and then just Playground Theft Auto and do that. And just, it was, that's why I said her now. I know it.
I think about that shit too. I'm like, is that why I fucking sometimes I fuck up on words when I know how to say it?
I feel like sometimes I space out and I'm like, oh fuck, it was the Nas.
It was the Nas. It had to be. That's the only crazy shit I've done.
Allegedly.
That I know of.
Yeah.
We should take Nas to Coachella.
Should do Nas on the podcast. Just a small take, like a little bit.
They've had the little baby one.
Yeah, Gabriel has one.
Yeah.
Does he still?
Yeah, he has one.
Where would you wonder if the same spot?
Same thing. You're just growing it out. It's just like normal.
No, yeah, I'm just saying if the same spot in Harupa.
Oh, Hot Rod. In Norco.
Oh, you guys went to Norco?
We used to go to Santa Ana, Norco, Montana.
Santa Ana, fuck.
That was good stuff in Santa Ana. It's before the fucking
Penny?
Put that nasty shit in there.
I know. Sulfur. But people somehow put Monster in it.
Yeah, we used to put Hennessy, Monster, somehow?
You just put it in the tank.
Jack and all that shit.
Oh, you put it in the tank?
Yeah, you put it in the tank, or some people just put it in their balloon prior.
We're innovated, bro. What did you say? Stupid.
Fuck.
Did I fuck that up?
Yes. Yeah, it's innovative. You said innovative, or I don't know. You said it weird.
Nah,
I was just, I literally just had a flashback of just a couple clips just went through my head about just the nice that word. People walking around with going like that with the, like, hitting the big ass jumbo balloon against their hands.
Just walking around.
Like, walking around like that. Like, fuck.
Like if they're at the fair.
And then
shit.
The fiends that would grab it and just go, like, in the corner away from their friends and do it. Like, fuck. The one share.
If I knew what I knew now back then, bitches would have been going. I would have pimped out some bitches on some. Because they were fiending for that shit. I would have.
So bitch. You were raping?
Not raping. I'd be like, yo.
That sounds like you're talking about
10
rape
bucks
right
or something. Hey, what you doing?
That sounds rapey as shit. You're literally drugging this
and then charging for it.
Might as well just go to Skid Row right now and give some bitch. Hey, you want some crack?
It's a fucking same joke, shit. Guys. God damn.
No, you look serious as fuck. You have those googly eyes on. You know.
I was born with small eyes, so I'm just talking about.
Stupid. Small eyes and a big forehead. That's kind of downsy, if you ask me.
It's the Nas, bro.
That's what filled up your forehead?
Well, yeah, the fucking Nas filled up formative years.
Missing some chromosomes and shit.
You, Richard Cranium. That fucking guy is teaching me stupid ass shit. Bro,
it took me. I was like, oh, who the fuck is that? And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Fuck, dickhead.
Yeah, I didn't get that shit either. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
I didn't get it either until he fucking explained that shit because he called that someone.
Well, fucking
that.
Richard, when people say Richard and then Dick, that's like a 50s fucking name.
The guy I learned it from is old as fuck. Yeah.
Richard? The name Richard?
What no, they say Dick. His name's Dick?
Yeah.
If your name's Richard, they call you Dick.
No, yeah. So, did you guys see that Eminem has a coronavirus?
Does he?
For real? It was a joke. Fucking, it was a joke online about Eminem having the coronavirus, uh-huh. And it got so big that it fucking started trending on Twitter. And then people was like, "What the fuck? For real? Like, what the fuck is it real?" And then I think it was Power 106 or someone posted up like, "No, this was a joke," and it just blew up and whatever. But people were like reaching out to him, and I think he put out a statement too, like, "What the fuck?"
I read that coronavirus isn't even that bad. Like, it's just some regular ass shit that can be treated. That's why no one's died here.
Over here, but over in China, I've seen, like, I don't know if it's...
It's population control. Dude, they have way too many people.
I know,
like,
but YouTube, there's some videos where it's fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah, when they're, like, falling off on
the
street
hospital,
and shit.
Yeah, like, all that shit. So, I don't know. I can't really know if it's real.
That's just kind of crazy, too, those videos, because it looks like that little machine they use on that Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. Like, you know, they go, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah. That's what they're using. That's just crazy. Like, that's some real shit. Like, if that shit would happen over here, I'd be blasting them. Like, get away from me.
Well, I mean, I saw a picture of someone that worked at March Air Force Base, or works at March Air Force Base, when they came, and they were all in the mask and everything.
Oh, yeah. I think a little kid was came through March Air Force Base. And
well, there was another plane supposedly this week, too.
For real? That would have been big news.
Well, I mean, the other one wasn't that big.
That shit was big. I saw the news crews.
Well, yeah, for us, it was big. The rest of the world didn't know about it. They're like, fuck those people in the desert. They don't.
It was on fucking everything.
I feel like Riverside's pretty known, though, just because on your free, like in Orange County, the freeway shows Riverside.
You know, when I was a kid, fucking coming back from Orange County, and I would see Riverside, the little sign, I'd get all excited, like, yeah, yeah, Riverside, we're fucking known. Now I'm like, no, just people going over there, like, it's just directions.
People passing through Riverside to get to fucking Vegas and shit.
Yeah. To Vegas?
Vegas.
Or fucking Palm Springs?
Or Palm Springs. Yeah, Palm Springs.
Who do you think is going to win that fight tomorrow? John Jones and I forget his name.
Reyes. I feel like I'm so off nowadays on UFC because I thought Cerrone might have been able to pull it off. For some reason, I just always go for the underdog. Just because John Jones has been winning for so long that I'm like, bro, something... But that's how it was with Mayweather. It was like, bro, sooner or later he has to lose. But he never lost.
Mayweather
so.
Was just smart in choosing his opponents. Everybody knows that.
I'm just saying, just because they've won for so long, sooner or later you would think. You know what I mean? But
yeah, it's Mayweather different. UFC is different, though. You can't do it the same way as boxing. You can't
John Jones been winning.
Yeah, because you go. It's UFC. It's different. I'm saying he goes against dangerous people. That's what makes him great.
Mm.
Like in boxing, I wouldn't compare it because in boxing he can fucking, oh, we have different promotions. I can wait till the guy gets old. I can wait till he starts to see his flaws.
Yeah, but
it's way different.
At the same time, but Jones and them—they're
doing that shit too, though. Like they're starting to do that. They're starting to duck a lot of fighters. They're moving up weight classes to get away from
the best people.
Yeah, Jones has fought everybody in that fucking weight class.
Dope.
He actually has to move up just so he can fight some new people.
He says that shit. He wants to get a second belt. Wants to move up. He's like, he thinks he's ready for it. He's been training with his brothers. They're way bigger than him.
It's just that Ray has just been
on a tear.
Mad confidence, and it's making me feel like, damn, he might be able to do some shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like he has a chance.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone has a chance, period.
He's going to chop those legs. Just like Jones. When Jones fought that Puerto Rican guy, that fool was chopping his legs, and Jones almost lost that fight. If it wasn't for that fucking elbow...
Yeah, his last fight, he
Santos, when he was fighting Santos, Santos hit him with some big shots and he got rocked. So Reyes kind of has the same similar power, as in he'd be able to, might be able to rock Jones. I feel like Santos might have even gave Jones more of a problem if his, somewhat happened with his knee or something like that.
I don't remember.
His leg kept giving out on him.
Yeah, that was that same fight.
Yeah, Santos, I'm saying if that didn't happen to him, I think he would have gave Jones a harder fight.
But Santos was chopping at his legs. Yeah. But the undercard, my girl Valentina Shashenko, she's fucking beast.
I'm not paying for that fucking... I'm sorry, but I'm not paying for that shit.
It's hard for me to pay for a John Jones fight. I don't know why, compared to other fights.
Not that. It's just that it's not... We're going to watch that, the two fights, and then what? Derek Lewis, and that's it? I'm not spending $70 anymore for that shit. Especially after last fight. It's amazing McGregor won, but it was like fucking...
I mean, the last one that I actually bought was the one in Anaheim. Or was it the one that... It was in Anaheim,
well, you just
right?
pitched in last one, the McGregor one.
No, for...
Oh, Bob by yourself, like you paid the full
with
70.
With Diaz and Jorge Masvidal. That card was fucking sick.
Where the fuck did we watch that? We watched that at Tony's, didn't we?
Yeah.
I watched that somewhere.
Yeah, Tony's.
Yeah. So you didn't fucking pay for that. Which one did I pay for?
You're probably thinking of Nate Diaz and Showtime Pettis.
Oh, yeah, that one. That card was a badass card, too.
That was a good fight, too.
Pettis is always right there, but some shit.
Pettis fucked up this last time. He got fucked up. Yeah. He looked like just a regular fighter this last time. Normally, he looks pretty solid.
He's probably
going
to go to Bellator with his brother.
Oh, his brother just won in Bellator, his first fight. He's pretty badass, too. You know what I just thought about right now? I don't know why, because I saw the bike. But on the way here, like, you know, have you guys ever seen or noticed the ghost bikes on the street? Like, well, when someone passes
they look
away.
Pretty clean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the white one. I see it every day.
What are you talking about?
Because I've seen bikes like the bird scooters, but they're bikes now.
Just electric bikes, plus, not even close to what we're talking about, you fucking idiot.
But I thought that's what you said.
I'm closing my eyes right now in frustration.
I see those white spray painted bikes.
It's just one. I've only seen one, and it's right here on Van Buren.
I seen on Van Buren, yeah.
There's one Van Buren, there's one Cajalco, there's a couple other ones.
Cajalco.
Yeah, there's one Cajalco.
That's a motorcycle one. Do you see the helmet on Cajalco?
Yeah.
That shit's fucking sad.
But anyways, fucking... you're talking about the one way down there. But anyways, like, I don't know why I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, I wonder if they sell those bikes just to put them like that.
No, they spray. You can tell they spray.
Yeah, but people, but being how people are greedy, everything makes money. So I'm sure someone out there is making ghost bikes and shit in case someone dies. And
I think the guy just died on a bike and they just used the frame and they just put it up.
The same frame?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, you don't know if he died on the same frame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just spray painted the bike white.
I've just never seen another white bike like that. Like that, they're selling them in mass quantities and shit.
You never know. Fuck, they sell everything else.
It just looks like a regular bike frame.
I was just thinking about that shit. Like, I wonder if these fucking people will sell this shit.
You know what's crazy to me is because a lot of people ride their bikes on Van Buren, like in groups like that. They have all their gear and shit, but they're fucking overweight as fuck. Like their guts hanging out over their skin tight shirts and pants. I'm like,
well, they're fucking trying.
How do you fucking ride your bike so much? You spend that much money and you're still out of shape.
Maybe they're starting, fool. Don't judge them.
That's so you're gonna start out with a fucking legit ass kit already?
Yeah. People with money, dude.
People with money. Dude, you're a dick. That's like making fun of me or fucking someone bigger than me fucking going to the gym. Like, why is this guy here? This is the whole purpose for you, son of a bitch.
No, I understand you going to the gym, but
what if he wants to buy the whole fucking Nike gear?
Yeah, dude.
That's
shit.
Totally fucking rich. You know how you go to Kohl's. You go to Ross to get Nike.
You don't know that?
What the fuck?
I do know that.
No, I go to Ross to get Nike. You don't know that? Or maybe
don't
he can't go to Ross.
Don't try to make me feel bad.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. You should.
I can't go to Ross. That's stupid.
You can go to Ross. I'm about to go to Ross tomorrow, actually. I need some new shit.
You're a dick, fool. Judging him. You're.
I am judging him. What the fuck? You better get your fucking shit together.
They are. That's why they're riding the bike.
Yeah, when do you fucking ride your bike?
I don't need to ride a bike. I want to buy a bike.
Stupid. And you're gonna start off with the cheap shit. Look at that.
I'll get a cheap. I'm not gonna buy a whole bunch of gear though. I'm not gonna wear
fucking Judgy McGee over here.
Helmet that's all
says all the gear says giant on it. Like,
stupid. It just says giant.
You look sponsored as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, these dudes have sponsor. They have their names on the. It's crazy.
Dude, it's because they're probably getting into it. They're probably like, this shit looks tight. We're gonna start fucking.
It's a communal thing. They all hang out. They meet up. So it's
like a bike club.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, fucking, I don't want to look the only idiot not fucking dressed up.
So he's going to call Ted and Adam and fucking...
Dude, you got to leave your house sometimes, Warren.
And Weber and shit. And like,
have you seen that new commercial with Ted from...
That was a long-ass pause.
From
holy
Ted.
Shit.
What's that movie? Da-da-da-da-da-da. When they go back Bill in time and shit. Bill and Ted, but...
With Keanu Reeves. You're welcome.
The other dude.
You're pausing so much.
Right? The other dude's in a commercial. He looks old as fuck. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Keanu Reeves is part Asian. He's like part Asian, so I think that part helps him.
Yeah, but Asians, like, you're good for a minute, and then one day you're just
just Mr. Miyagi. You're a samurai and shit, or you're wise as fuck. Like all of a sudden you fucking know all the. I can't even think of them right now. Fuck.
All the signs.
All the meanings to life.
That's never going to happen to Martin because he's dumb as fuck.
Look at him just disappointed.
I can't believe you're making fun of that guy, dude. Oh, fucking Judgy McGee, dude.
Judgy McGee.
That's how life is. Population control. Get rid of him.
Dude, he just tripped me out right now because the headphones just moved, but it's because he stepped on the cord, but it just moved.
Like, I didn't even move my feet.
I saw you move your feet. I'm looking at your feet right here.
He looked at his feet like he didn't know he moved them. But I'm nowhere near the cord.
Connected to your leg, which is connected to
this dumbass is stepping on the cord over there.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're fucking on it. Well, step on it.
Prove it.
Oh, now it gets all swinging. Sorry,
what do you guys?
Martin's a dumbass.
Spell dumbass.
Dumb ass.
Dumas.
Dumas. What is that from?
I don't know, but I'd be telling my son like when he's playing. Or Fortnite, I'd be like, you're fucking garbage. I don't say fucking. I say, you're garbage.
You're treating your kids like shit, dude.
They're going to be men real quick.
Fuck. How? Fuck, they don't even have a man as a father.
God.
I'm a child raising
children.
What the fuck you said, dude?
This fucking Buffalo Trace getting me all in my feelings. I'm done.
Speaking about all in your feelings, today I was watching The Rock. You know, his dad passed away, fucking Rocky Maivia. And he was doing the eulogy and shit. That shit was sad as fuck, dude.
He spoke or it was
that
text?
He spoke. Like, he was talking at the, I don't even know, the funeral or at the ceremony, whatever.
And he's still, he's moving, period. Like, he's a man that you just listen to when he talks.
Yeah, like, he's well-spoken, and, like, and plus he's The Rock, fool. He's fucking busting out of his shirt and shit. Like, damn, fool, relax.
Fast and Furious 9 got me fucking hyped,
bro. What? That shit looks so
that shit
stupid.
Got me so hyped.
Nah. Fuck John Cena, dude.
I'm not going to go to the movie theaters and watch it, but when it comes on Redbox, I'll watch it.
John Cena, to me, always ruins him. He's like... Like, he just looks so fucking...
He's
fake.
A knockoff Hulk Hogan.
He's a knockoff The Rock.
No, he's a knockoff Hulk Hogan.
He came off after The Rock. He's like, oh, I'm just going to do what The Rock said.
No, everything but he does is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, if you understand wrestling, he's a knockoff Hulk Hogan. Trying to be the good guy and all that shit.
Eat your Wheaties, take your vitamins. Same shit like
that. That Marine movie he was in was legit, though. I like that one.
No, I'd rather watch
Where
The Miz.
Where his wife gets taken.
The Miz, he has movies too.
Yeah, The Miz has a gang movies.
Who?
It's on Marine 7. Marine 7, Marine 4. But, yeah, fuck John Cena. The only movie I like from John Cena was Blockers. That one was pretty funny.
The stupidest movie that I've seen with the wrestler with Bautista was the...
I know you're gonna say.
What is it called? Fuck, what's
fucking
it called?
The New York one?
Escape? Yeah, it's like something somewhere in Brooklyn, I think, or fucking something with a B. Bushwick.
Yeah, Bushwick.
That is the stupidest fucking movie ever. They're trying to escape the city, and I'm just gonna ruin it because it's that stupid. He fucking dies. Like, yeah. You go through the whole thing, and he's like with this girl, and then he's stuck with this girl. He's trying to save her, and they get to the end, and he just dies the stupidest way. But he just literally fucking escaped the craziest shit, but he dies just because someone.
Yeah,
shot.
Like he escaped like a bus falling from the sky and shit, and then he steps on a rock and he dies. And
yeah,
like, it was just stupid. Yeah,
he's so dumb.
He dies from a sprained ankle and shit.
Fucking
yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Bautista, didn't he do UFC? Didn't he try?
Yeah, he did Pride.
Oh, he did Pride. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought he was like, they gave him a chance in UFC.
No, he actually has some fights under his belt, but, you know. Okay. He wasn't that good. He wasn't Brock Lesnar.
Fucking Brock. I want to see him fight again just for fun. Even though it's like boring. Oh, no. Yeah, well, obviously.
We could see him live on Monday if we go to Raw.
Where's Raw?
Ontario.
Oh, I actually have Monday off. What time? I have to go to LA.
I don't know what time, but.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah. Well, stay tuned for a WWE story.
Yeah.
You guys aren't going.
What the fuck?
You want to go?
It's on Ontario.
You
want
to go? I have to work on
then,
Tuesday.
Then shut up.
It's Monday night.
I have to work Tuesday too. It's not we're going to get Tuesday. Drunk and go see fucking wrestlers. We might.
Oh, I haven't been into wrestling since like Nintendo 64.
That's why.
Damn. Fun. Those were the badass games too. WCW vs. NWO.
Fuck.
Yeah. I used to pick Sting all the time.
Did we just become best friends?
You guys are pulling all the core together now.
Sting and Rey Mysterio were my guys.
Rey Mysterio still wrestles. Yeah, crazy I know, shit.
619, right? 619.
Or, dude, I remember that game. So you'd have the ladder match, the cage matches, the Hardy Brothers.
I remember the first poster I had of a chick was Lita. Remember Lita with her thong out?
You think that was the hottest
that
thing?
That was a 2000 staple, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like all the your thong out. She fucking.
And that one I see a thong.
It's like, funny if you think cool. about it. Like this bitch is walking around with her underwear out. Like what the fuck? Yeah.
But thongs aren't even cool. Like to me, no more. Like, I'd rather see like. Booty shorts or something like thongs or just whatever or g-strings. I'm like, what the fuck's a g-string? That shit's whack.
It's all in your ass and shit.
It's just I'd rather there be a little bit of
like mystery.
Not it's you would say mystery, but more of just
like cradling the ass.
Yeah, something like that. Just a thong is all right. Well, that's cool.
I know some girls just have a nice ass.
I know, but wouldn't you rather see it in like a little. Booty shorts or like the underwear that it's not a thong but it's like booty shorts but they're underwear.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like I'd rather see that than fucking just a thong. A thong's boring to me.
Yeah, she read a book about it.
She you didn't like Cisco or what? Thong 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 thong.
Fucking
scandalous. Fucking song, man.
That was a weird time. A weird time in our history. And this is a weird time to end the podcast, but I'm going to do it.
And I'm still wearing boxers.
Oh, yeah, I wear boxers still.
What else are you going to wear?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Briefs. There's nothing different for
guys.
I
wear briefs and boxers.
There's nothing different. Damn, it came out.
Do you wear, you don't, you do the briefs?
I do briefs and boxers.
Oh, okay.
And then I do the brief.
Because people say that they're so much more comfortable.
It just depends on what I'm wearing.
Wear some right now.
What?
Briefs.
Briefs are cool. When I wear slacks and stuff, I have to wear briefs.
Can't wear boxers. Yeah, we should have ended this podcast earlier.
All right, sorry.
7125media.com. If you want to reach out to us, info@7125media.com. You can say whatever you want. Make fun of Martin, preferably. And that's it. We're out.
Peace.